In the Chinese city of Yanji today, social media showed home videos of shaking chandeliers and wobbling crockery. The city sits on the border with North Korea, close enough to the nuclear test site for the tremors to be clearly felt. North Korea does not have many friends in the international community, but in the past, China has been a powerful backer. On the line is Steve Tsang, director of the China Institute at the School of Oriental and African Studies in London. Steve, how has Beijing reacted to the latest test?
The Chinese government was very displeased with the test, particularly because the test happened just as President Xi Jinping was greeting his guests for the BRICS summit in Xiamen in China itself. It's a slap in the face, to say the least.
Is there any reason to think that China might now adopt a tougher policy towards North Korea?
Well, the Chinese will adopt a tougher policy. But the question really is whether the Chinese will do what it takes to make it really hurt for North Korea. And that, I think, remains to be seen. I suspect probably not.
And what would make it really hurt for North Korea?
Well, the North Korean economy is very dependent on the Chinese. About something like 90% of imports and exports go through China. So if the Chinese really cut off that economic lifeline, it will hurt the North Korean economy and it will put pressure on young Mr. Kim.
Are there specific types of trade that it could cut off without throwing away the entire relationship?
Well, China could make the supply of oil products more restrictive to North Korea, but you are not going to have any real effect on the behavior of the Kim regime. Young Mr. Kim does not bow to that kind of pressure. For him, it would be either a pretty devastating prospect of economic sanctions, or he would just go on as he has been doing in the last few years.
It seems like until now, China has kind of tolerated North Korea. It doesn't want chaos on the Korean Peninsula. But is there something that could move China to take a tougher stand?
The primary driver for Chinese policy over North Korea, apart from a wish not to see chaos on the Korean Peninsula, was a consideration that the implosion of the North Korean regime, which exists because of the support and subsidy from China, might signal to Chinese dissidents that by allowing that regime to go, the Chinese Communist Party may no longer have the political will and capacity to stay in power. So the only thing that can force the Chinese is something else that would pose even greater of a threat to the Communist Party's capacity to stay in power in China. Not much else is going to make the Chinese government change its policy.
And what would that be?
Well, what the Americans have threatened so far, the risk that the Americans will cut off economic ties with a country that trade with North Korea, meaning China, will have potentially a devastating effect on the Chinese economy. And that would potentially pose serious problem for the Communist Party to stay in power. Now, if the Chinese government believe the threat from the Trump administration is real and is imminent, I think they will have to rethink their approach to North Korea. But if they believe that the American threat is not credible, not least because it will also hurt the American economy and the global economy seriously, then I don't think the Chinese will respond to it.
But given a choice between trading with North Korea and trading with the U.S., wouldn't China stop trading with North Korea in order to maintain the U.S. trading relationship?
Well, yes, if that is going to be the choice. But will the Chinese believe that the Trump administration will put millions of American jobs at risk and hundreds of billions of American investments in China at risk? If the Chinese government can be persuaded that Trump has the capacities to deliver that, I think the Chinese government will be very seriously concerned and will change its policy from supporting the North Koreans to working with the Americans. But I don't see at the moment that the Trump threat is sufficiently credible.
Steve Tsang is director of the China Institute at the School of Oriental and African Studies at London. Thank you so much.
Thank you.